I was in the middle of writing my own novel, My Soul to Keep, which was about an immortal African who's 500 years old. And a friend of mine said, oh, have you read Octavia Butler's novel about the immortal African? And I had a panic attack. I had heard of Octavia, but I had not read her work. So that's how I was introduced to her character, Doro, from A Wild Seed and Mind of My Mind, who is, in fact, an immortal African, but was very different from my character. So I not only could breathe a sigh of relief, but I had my world opened up.
Did it inspire you to read more? And then at some point, did it even influence your future writings at all?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I was blessed enough that my association with Octavia became personal faster than I was able to dig into her entire bibliography, because I was invited to an amazing science fiction conference at Clark Atlanta University, and it was entitled The African American Fantastic Imagination: Explorations in Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror. And I was invited, in addition to Octavia Butler, Stephen Barnes, who later became my husband, and several of the writers who will be attending our event.
What year was that?
1997.
Tell me about your meeting Octavia.
Well, Octavia was literally a giant, 6 feet tall at least, and had been that way, she discusses, you know, since almost puberty. So she was used to being very large. She had a very deep, commanding voice and spoke very carefully. People who saw her in live events never forgot it. Just not just her bearing, her physical bearing, her voice, but also her ideas, very much a woman of ideas.
Did you ever get a sense about her approach to writing science fiction?
I really think that with a lot of writers, you don't choose the kind of writing that speaks to you. I think if Octavia could have chosen the type of writing, she might have been more in step with the sort of contemporary social activist, or at least that lens, you know, but not with a speculative vision. There was a little bit of a disconnect between Octavia and Black readers when she first started writing. People didn't understand why she was writing about spaceships and aliens, and actually her novel Kindred was written in response to that. It does have a fantasy element. It's about a contemporary woman who finds herself whisked back into time to the antebellum slavery period, where she literally has to prevent her own white slave master forebear from dying.
I've read where Butler's work is considered social science fiction, quite different from how most might define science fiction.
But I think when you use the term social science fiction, it's adding a social message, layering a social message on top of, oh, isn't it interesting when these two species meet, or what would happen if kind of scenario that often drives science fiction. And a lot of Octavia's preoccupation, you could look at it as race, but I think it's limiting to look at her through the prism of race. Kindred, yes, Dana, that's about slavery, very much an African-American novel. Many of her protagonists, if not all, were of color, but that wasn't what the stories were about. Her question was about social dynamics in the human race, as humans interact with humans, as humans interact with animals, power dynamics, what happens when one group of people has incredible telepathic powers to control your thoughts or can even enter your body, like Doro can. How do you create civilization that is truly civil? Octavia was very troubled by trends that she saw, that political, social trends. I think like a lot of artists who really pay attention to current events, she lived in a state of sometimes, you know, I don't want to use the word depression, but great unease about the things that were happening sometimes in the outside world. Global warming, she was right on top of that, I mean, in terms of the way she looked at the world. So she was very much engaged in a conversation. I think that's why Octavia's books are elevated within the genre, within Black fiction, within American fiction. You can look at it in many ways, because she is engaging us in discourse and conversation about issues that really matter in our time through the metaphor and the lens of speculative fiction.
What's your response to critics that say science fiction is science fiction and there really shouldn't be any subcategorization?
I love the idea of not needing subcategorization. This is something as a writer I've wrestled with my career. You know, is it better to be in the African-American section or is it better to be in the mainstream section, et cetera? Very often as writers, you don't have a choice about the way you're categorized. But I think what's truly important for us as a community is that we do recognize and embrace our heroes and heroines. So while there is absolutely no reason that anyone of any color anywhere in the world should not read and love Octavia E. Butler, there is a special nutrient in her work for writers of color or for people who are very keen social observers and who feel similar pain, even if they haven't personally experienced discrimination. They are troubled by it. I really do think that it's important for us as a community to gravitate toward those writers. So what she's writing, you could just call her a writer, a great American writer. Every other category is a category that we as the outside culture are labeling her with. But at the same time, I don't think labels are evil if they can help readers gain awareness.
This event, the Black to the Future, the Octavia E. Butler Celebration of the Fantastic Arts, being held in her honor. Tell me about that.
There is a great deal of interest in Black speculative fiction in Atlanta, not just among Black folks, but among the general population. So it was such a natural to want to take that and try to bridle that energy, as well as the spirit of that 1997 conference at Clark Atlanta, which was so special to me and so special to my husband Steve and to Octavia. And bring that family back together and all of us just celebrate. Because after a time, the mourning must stop. It's not just, oh, it's so terrible she's gone. It's how wonderful it was for us that she was here as long as she was. She left us so many gifts, not only her novels, but in helping to solidify an entire genre that includes emerging writers every day.
Tanana Reeve, dude, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's my great pleasure to be here. I'm very excited.